This is Michael Wilkes with a second opinion. Brianna delivered a baby in October, and this week she found out that she's pregnant again. In the U.S., about half of pregnancies are like Brianna's, unplanned and unexpected, and this percent is even higher in adolescence. When the time between birth and conception is short, usually less than 6 months, there is also an increase in the chance of difficult birth outcomes. It turns out that many women become pregnant because of problems related to access to health providers and the cost of birth control, and this limits severely their contraceptive autonomy. There are some wonderful recent additions in the birth control arena. These are called LARCs, for long-acting reversible contraception. These devices can be inserted and removed in a clinic, and they're the most effective reversible methods of contraception. Two examples of LARCs include the new safe IUDs that can remain in place for at least 5 years, and also the skin rod implants. Their advantages are that they do not require women to engage in ongoing efforts, like taking a pill every day, which can be easily forgotten. And they are extremely safe compared to past devices. When offered the choice, and when cost is no barrier, most women opt for LARCs because of the convenience and effectiveness. But LARCs are not cheap. They can cost up to $1,000 without insurance. This is the same price as 5 years worth of birth control pills. LARCs give women broader options for family planning, and they are highly cost-effective over the short and long term. But in these times of COVID, Brianna's gynecologist is only offering telemedicine visits. Telemedicine can work well for birth control pills, patches, and rings, which can be prescribed to a pharmacy. Of course, the patient still needs to pay. But LARCs require an office visit for insertion. Also, Brianna lost her job, and when she did that, she lost her health insurance, so she now needs to pay for all of her birth control herself. Studies show that when women have access to LARCs with health insurance coverage, there is a significant decrease in unplanned births. This was accelerated by the Affordability Care Act, or Obamacare, which required most private health insurance plans to provide free coverage for all 18 types of approved contraceptives. In Brianna's case, doctors forgot one step in her postpartum care. Recommendations are that patients who are planning to use LARCs after childbirth should have the devices implanted before they are discharged from the hospital. This is given how difficult it is to find access to outpatient care after discharge. Well, Brianna says that after she delivered her baby, she was never told about any options for LARCs, but if it wasn't covered by her health insurance at the time, she wouldn't have been able to afford it anyways. As we now look to strengthen the Affordability Care Act, it is time to strengthen protections to make sure that birth control is free and available to women who want it. This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with A Second Opinion.